Just driven down miles of very twisty, windy country lanes, and I've now arrived at Malham Village and parked up in the National Park car park in amongst some of the most spectacular limestone country in the Yorkshire Dales National Park. It's cool and breezy and overcast, but at least it's not raining yet. And the reason I'm here, well, I've come to pay a visit to the Malham Peregrine Watch up at Malham Cove. We have a pair of peregrines who've nested there for several years, and this year they've raised chicks, and the RSPB and the Yorkshire Dales National Park have got together and set up viewpoints. These have been going for several years now, and members of the public can come along and watch these fabulous birds. And I'm really looking forward to having a chance to meet the volunteers, perhaps some of the public, and also see one of the fastest birds in the world in flight today. So, I'm ready to go, and I'm off now to Malham National Park Centre to meet up with the staff there. And I'm just in the entranceway to the National Park Centre, and there are several swallows' nests here. And in fact, I'm being looked at right now by, I think, possibly one of the fledgling swallows, just sitting on the edge of the nest, peering down at me. Hi, can you just give me some directions as to how to get up there, please?
Hi, yes. It's just a very simple stroll. It's just a left out of the National Park Centre. Keep walking through the village for about half a mile, and then you'll see the Pennine Way footpath on the right-hand side, just after the campsite. Follow that. You'll see the RSPB Peregrine Watch set up on the left-hand side, just at the foot of the cove.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much. Off I go. Bye. Partway through Malham Village. It's such a pretty little village, very typical Dales village. Grey stone houses. So even here in the village, there's loads of bird life. And that's the sound of lots and lots of house sparrows. Very sociable creatures. They like to live together in. And this is a great big expanse of Virginia creeper on the side of one of the pubs in the village. And they're just basically chattering away to each other. Well, I've just caught my first glimpse of Malham Cove. It really is one of the most spectacular features in the Yorkshire Dales. And justly loved by everyone who visits it. But also interesting are the field systems around it. I can actually see a farmer mowing nettles, I think, over in a field to the right of where I'm standing, just before the footpath that leads off the road up to the cove. And he's in a field which has some very prominent medieval linchets which were once ploughed and used to grow crops like beans and oats and barley, perhaps in times when the weather was a bit warmer than it is nowadays. And if you look even more closely in some of these little fields with their little higgledy-piggledy walls, you can see the remains of even earlier field systems, possibly Iron Age, because archaeologists have surveyed this area very carefully and we know that there were settlements all around. So I'm going to leave the road now, go through this little hand gate and onto the path up to the cove. And now I can see the watch point and the RSPB staff and Dales volunteers are already talking to some members of the public.